Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns, still burns.
I bet it's been a good long time for you've heard that old tune on the wireless, eh? Fancy Pants from Ackerbilt, starting off the programme on Weekend Music Radio this Hugmanay 2011. Yes, my friends, you heard it right first time. Weekend Music Radio, returning to your radio set on AM 6400 on the shortwave band.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns, still burns.
It certainly does. Great to be back on the radio dials. Been a while. We'll be going into a bit more about that during the course of this Jack show today. Jack on WMR from Bonnie, Scotland. 6400 on the shortwave band. And we'll be giving out contact details also during the course of this extravaganza today.
Thank you.
Was a great favourite of mine, Steely Dan, from many, many years ago. Not sure what album that was off, from the 1970s. And Do It Again on shortwave radio WMR, all the way from Scotland on 6400 kHz. First transmission for quite a long time, first proper transmission, bar for a few tests. The last time we would have been on the air properly, believe it or believe it not, was 2010, and it was January 2010. So, but for the day, it would have been 2 years ago, all but for the day. So we can still say we've been broadcasting all this time, 30-odd years on the airwaves, and we've been on the air every year since then. We've only just made it again in 2011. Although there were a few carrier tests earlier on in the summer, and we did do a test on Boxing Day this year. The plan was, this Boxing Day past, was for WMR to be on the air live with phone calls and all that sort of stuff to anyone who knew the studio telephone number. But, of course, we messed up again, and we couldn't get the stream working, and no matter what we tried, we couldn't get the link to the TX working, even though it was working fine the last time we tried it live. I don't know when last were live transmission, when was our last transmission live? I don't know. It would be 2006 or 7 perhaps. Yeah, somewhere around that time. And it may even have been a Boxing Day as well. There was a long Boxing Day broadcast that particular year, 2007, I think it was. So no Mike James today. If anyone's listening out for Mike, Mike's not with us today. He was going to be doing a program just a couple of weeks ago, but because we were up to our backsides in the snow, he decided he was going to make a hasty retreat back home as fast as his legs could carry him, so to speak. And he didn't make it to do the program. But maybe next time for old Mikey. Hopefully we'll be able to be on the air more regular in 2012. Now, if you want to get in touch with the station, the best way of getting in touch with us, like most radio stations nowadays, is simply by email. And the new email address for WMR, we had to change it because we were getting some bombarded with spam at the old studio address. So we had to change it to info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. If you want to get in touch with us and receive our EQSL.
From York to New York. From Finland to Newfoundland. From Scotland to Nova Scotia. We are Weekend Music Radio.
This world burns out of lovers. We'll still have.
and Starship, or, well, sometimes known as just Starship for that one. From 1987, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, here on WMR, Weekend Music Radio. Back on your radio sets. If you've never heard WMR before, where have you been for the last 32 years, I ask you? It'll be 32 years in early January 2012 since the very first WMR test transmission, which was widely heard. Ha! Widely heard. One report from Sweden, and that was it. It wasn't until April 1980 that WMR made it to the airwaves with a decent signal right throughout Europe. And although it was only 20 watts or so, we got something like, I think we got about 60 letters for that first transmission. And those were the days. We had some great fun doing our very original broadcast here at WMR. And I was talking to Dave Anderson the other day there, in fact, who was also at the Radio Day in Amsterdam. I didn't make it this year, but old Dave, he was there. He's still a good, solid anorak, I hasten to add, and still has a healthy interest in shortwave radio and also on the offshore nostalgia and just radio in general, as do we all here at WMR, even old Mikey, old Mike James. I was out with Mike at the pub just a couple of weeks ago, just during, as I said earlier on, during that snow we had here in Scotland just a few weeks ago. And Mike sort of headed for home pretty quick, and I think he saw two flakes of snow and off he went. But he'll be back in 2012 with you here on WMR on the shortwave. If you do want to write to us the old-fashioned slow way, the address is still open at WMR 14 Stone Row, Coleraine, Northern Ireland, BT521EP. Or you can visit our website, WMRScotland.com, WMRScotland.com. And we'll be updating that as soon as the transmitter is switched on the air for this Hogmanay broadcast. Hogmanay 2011. And if you're not up to scratch with your old Scots words, the word Hogmanay here in Scotland means the day before New Year. So it's the 31st of December 2011. Great to be with you, and hopefully many, many more to come this 2012, this coming year. Jack behind the mic. Doing the funky stuff that we haven't done for oh too long. Here's one from the early 80s, England Dan and John Ford Coley.
But there is no easy way around it.
song which for me always brings back memories of the early days of WMR. And also, it was played on the first night of the return of Radio Caroline from the Ross Revenge in August 1983. Good old Tony Garrus played that during his... show, which was really the sort of first show to be heard at a great distance due to darkness coming in and the signals travelling better. The tail end of the Tom Anderson show, I think it was heard, but it was the Tony Garrus show that really brings it all back as the first programme I really heard at home here in Bonnie Scotland. Weekend Music Radio with Fleetwood Mac. Sounds a wee bit muffled, that. That's the best we can do from the studio album. Whatever it's called. Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon, on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. Returning to your radio sets after quite a lengthy break. Nearly 2 years bar for one day. And the last time we were on the air, it was New Year's Day 2010. In fact, we were on Hogmanay on the 31st from about probably about 7 o'clock at night. And we went right through the night and through the night and into the day, as one of the old QSLs used to say. And the reason for that was we had a gig. Mike and myself and one of the local chaps were asked to do a gig for a New Year's party at this farm. The farm would have been quite a few miles away. And said to the guy on the phone, I said to the guy, it's okay, we bring the transmitter up to the farm and we'll string up an antenna and do a transmission from there. Oh, bring what you like, he says, bring what you like. I'm not quite sure, I've got to be honest with you and say that I don't think the chappie had quite in mind what we had in mind. And I remember watching New Year on the telly. We switched off the disco and put the microphone up to the wireless speaker on BBC Radio 4, and we brought in the New Year with Big Ben, and then we watched a wee bit of television on the on a big screen, and all you could see was these lines going up and down it, and I'm just saying, what's wrong with the telly? I don't know. And Mike and I is looking at each other and saying, we know, but we're not saying, you know. So that was the story of the New Year's Day broadcast, which took place in 2010. So it's been all that time, and we've been planning and planning and planning and never quite got it together. So finally, for Hogmanay 2011, we've got it together. And even though we tried to get on the air live on Boxing Day this year, it just didn't work. We were going to take live phone calls on the air and all that sort of stuff, but it didn't quite work due to complete incompetence on my part, I've got to admit. But never mind, we're here today, and let's hope you're getting a good signal. If you'd like to let us know how the reception is, do give us an email, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. And please, please, please don't print that in the web pages that are liable to give us spam, because we had to change the address from studio at WMR Scotland, because we get nothing but all these Viagra salesmen trying to sell us or rip us off or whatever they tried to do. It was just a complete and utter pain in the butt. But never mind. Change it to info@wmrscotland.com now, and that should get to us post haste. And we'll send you back a QSL. Maybe even a hard copy. Got a few people to say hi to as well throughout the course of this program. Oh, I don't know if it's real. Been a long night and something ain't right. You won't show how you feel.
Yeah.
But I saw in 2000 and... Was it 2011 or 2010? Can't remember which now. Have to look my old ticket. But Foreigner have a singer who's only been with the band for 5 years or something. 3 years, maybe. He's absolutely a dead ringer for the original singer that we knew way back in the 80s. And you used to hear on the Irish Pirates, and you used to hear from the North Sea, etc., etc. Great music, Foreigner and Head Games. In fact, the gig I was at was up in Glasgow, and it was a gig, Foreigner, Journey and Styx. Now, I walked in a wee bit late and missed most of Styx, but I never heard Babe, unfortunately. I don't think they did Babe. But when Foreigner came on, they were absolutely awesome. And they couldn't have been better. Journey came on, however, and all they did was boast about the new album they had and play music from the new album, which I'd never heard of, I'm afraid. I wanted to hear some of their earlier classics. And no harm to the wee Filipino chappie that sings with them now. He's absolutely just the same voice as Steve Perry. He's brilliant. He really is. They got him on YouTube, apparently. He must be a real Journey Anorak, and that's how they got him on YouTube and said, look at that guy, listen to him, he's just like Steve Perry, blah, blah, blah. And so he was. But good grief, they didn't even do one of my favourite songs from Journey called Who's Crying Now. No, sirree, they never did that. They did that Don't Stop Believing, which I'm a bit fed up hearing cover versions of these days, although I still like my original Journey song, which I used to listen to that on Radio Nova from Dublin years ago. Yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing, that was a popular song when Nova was an 846 from the 846 days, remember that? But back to the Foreigner gig, and the Foreigner also, after coming home and looking up the web, Foreigner also have a new album out. Never to mention it once, and never to play a song off it. It was all straight into the classics. And the big guy who played the bass, he was the founder of the band, and he did some interesting stage talk. Absolutely great gig, superb. I would go and see Foreigner anytime. Journey, don't think I'd go back and see Journey, no sir, no way. Just too much of the new album for me, I am afraid. But who knows, maybe somebody will give me a ticket some other time and away we'll go. Okay, it's Weekend Music Radio, 6400 kilohertz on the 48-meter band shortwave. Or maybe not. Maybe 6400 will be a wee bitty unusable, or maybe somebody will be on it. So this program is being recorded in advance due to incompetence in getting the live program working on Boxing Day. So hopefully it'll be on 6400, but maybe somewhere around 6295 or 6205 or somewhere on the 48-meter band on the shortwave. Time will tell. And do write to us and let us know if you're getting good reception. info@wmrscotland.com. We'll be waiting to receive your emails and suggestions. Might even go on to that chat, you know, the Dr. Tim chat. Yeah, who knows? That'll be a first for a while. Dr. Tim chat. Yeah, we might try that.
This is Scotland's only international broadcast, Weekend Music Radio.
Indeed it is, Scotland's only international broadcasting station, Weekend Music Radio on the shortwave. Having too much in the way of features lined up for you today, we usually manage to do some radio features on the programme. Got a wee bit of news about German medium wave stations. I've got to say hi to a few people who have sent us some Christmas cards. Coming up in the next few hours here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Absolutely amazing. The Who and Baba O'Reilly taking off the Who's Next album. Great track. Earlier on, you heard me playing England Dan and John Ford Coley, taken from that album, which is called Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. But I was looking that up on Wikipedia just while it was playing. I forgot to mention this. And looking at England Dan to see what his name was. Because I've also saw online somewhere, can't remember where, years ago, England Dan and John Ford Coley mixed up with Dan Fogelberg. And I thought, I wonder if that's the same guy. But it's not the same guy. And it turns out that England Dan was actually Dan Seals. So I thought, let's look up Seals and Croft and see if it's the same guy. Nope, different guy again. But what I did come across when I was looking up Seals and Croft was... And I can't remember hearing this song, so I'm going to play you it and see what their version's like. They were the writers, they were the authors, composers, I should say. They were the composers of Summer Breeze, the Isley Brothers song. So we're going to play you the Seals and Croft song here on Weekend Music Radio WMR, just in a little while. Now, I was reading on the web as well, yesterday, in fact, that today, the 31st of December, sees the end of quite a number of medium wave stations in Europe. We're going to be seeing the end, well, between today, tomorrow, and I think it's next week sometime. There's a low-power German station on 1413. 666, 1017 and 576 from Germany are also closing down. 1593, the ERF station, sounds like ARF, the religious station, which is running hundreds of kilowatts for the morning transmission. It's going, closing down for good on 1539. And 1593 kilohertz, that dreadful jamming noise that the Germans have been transmitting for quite some time in 1593. They're finally calling it a day. I doubt the listener that they had is dead. And I doubt the listener's dead and they don't have any more listeners anymore. So they're calling it a day and just... or maybe they're buying the listener. Maybe they're buying the listener an internet connection and just putting them onto the internet or something to listen to the broadcast that the DRM digital Radio Mondial has been on the air on 1593 for many a long year, causing mayhem. Unfortunately, it's not going to be a clear channel because there's a French station will be audible on that channel. I don't know if it's on all the time or not, the Froggy, but I suspect it will be. I think the Frenchy is going to be there all the time. But it won't be anything like as bad for medium wave DXs, for example, trying to hear 1590 in the evening, because the DRM was just terrible. Anyway, that's my little rant about the DRM. Other medium wave stations that are going off the air, 927 from Belgium and 675 from Holland, a relay of NRK from the, I think it's from way up north somewhere in the Netherlands. Need to try and get a recording of that before it disappears. Need to try and get a recording of them all before they disappear. But for medium wave DXs in Europe, it'll be welcome. The welcome, see the welcome back of 927, 930 will be better. 1593, 1590 will be better. You know, etc., etc. And 576 will finally be clear of the German station that used to cause quite a lot of grief to Catalyze 576 and also Laser Hot Hits 576 way back when in the 1980s. But who knows what will be on the channel, what will sneak through. Maybe some rare Africans will sneak through. No? Who knows? 927 was used briefly by the Irish pilot, TCR, which broadcast in 1512. It's back on 1512 now, but they briefly used it early in the summer on 927, and it was almost impossible to hear here in Scotland. Almost impossible. It should have been a 10 tons better than the 1512 signal, but it was pathetically worse, and no sign of it on the harmonic either. So I don't know where the RF was going, but it certainly wasn't coming over here on 927. Be a good channel now for somebody to use. Certainly would, yeah. Anyway, it's WMR from Scotland, as I keep saying, just to repeat myself again and again. If you want to get in touch with us, welcome us back. Send us a reception report. Let us know if we're being heard well. Info@WMRScotland.com. Info@WMRScotland.com. That's the email address. And I'd like to say hi to Terry in Newfoundland that sent us a Christmas card. And also, is it for Fernando in Spain for sending us an e-Christmas card? And even though we haven't been on the air for quite some time, these the liable chaps still sent us a nice Christmas card. So thanks very much for that. Great to have you with us today on this Hogmanay 2011. Almost 2012, eh? What are you doing tonight for New Year to bring in the bells? I don't know what I'm doing quite yet, whether I'll be going down the pub or just going to houses. Not too sure. We'll find out nearer the time, which will be like a couple of hours before the bells. That's what usually happens around here. We just decide on the spot. Weekend Music Radio playing the Summer Breeze version from Seals and Crofts, as promised.
Yes, Flyers Radio aus Schottland. Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio.
Thank you.
Nice version, eh? From 1976 and got to number 6 in the charts in the States, but not over here in the UK. The band called Seals and Croft, sorry, I distracted in the studio with something else. Seals and Croft on shortwave radio WMR 6.4 on the 48-meter band, taking it easy this Hugmanay 2011. And taking it so easy, we're going to play you a right old classic now. One live music from live at the Carnegie Hall from the Naissons. And beautiful track called Ocean Gypsy here on Weekend Music Radio.
Take it all away, learn her freedom just inside a day, and find her soul to find their fears and play. Try to make her love their own. They took her love, they left her there, they gave her nothing back. Dance slow.
DJs used to know the old DJs used to put on a long track when they wanted to go and make a cup of coffee or something, didn't they, years ago? The old radio jocks. Well, guess what? We've got a cup of WMR coffee in the background, and it's really tasting nice this evening while we're recording the programme for Hugman A 2011. And that was a great track from Live at the Carnegie Hall and Ocean Gypsy from The Naissance. The Naissance were the band that gave you the Northern Lights. Remember the Northern Lights in around 1980? It was in the UK charts. Yet another one, funnily enough, from the early days of WMR, Weekend Music Radio. If you've never heard us before, welcome to this transmission, this festive season, I suppose you could call it, transmission from Weekend Music Radio. We did try to come on the air on Boxing Day, but never quite made it due to circumstances beyond our control. But let's hope we're here today. And here's a wee Christmas song for you with a difference from the sensational Alex Harvey Band, great Scottish band. The late Alex Harvey, I hasten to add.
The mob's in town and the guns are out, and Louis knows what it's all about. He's gunning down the cops with machine gun chops. Moving in a black sedan, a stick up worth $100,000. Headline sensation. A payroll grab in the Union Station. Now there's no state, the bandits fly, victims scream, gangsters die in sirens. In the night, an armored car's in line. Peter is on the mob, and the FBI is on the job. And now, the headlines say, Louis Bonato's on trial today. Now, there's no lights on the Christmas tree of ours. They're burning Big Louie tonight. There's no electricity, mother. They're burning Big Louie tonight. But they got him in the final chase. Louie was running in a loser's race. And on the day his case begun, he was public enemy number one. And the jury's bet, they all agree it's murder in the first degree. Tie him down and shave his hair, 'cause tonight Big Louie's gonna get the chair. Now there's no lights on the Christmas tree, mother. They're burning Big Louie tonight. There's no electricity, mother. They're burning Big Louie tonight. The baby's crying.
From the Scottish, the late Alex Harvey Band, good Scottish band, called There's No Lights on the Christmas Tree, Mother, the Burning Big Louie Tonight. A curious title, if ever I heard one. And I had a wee look on YouTube during the week to see if I could see it. And sure enough, there it was, and it was an interviewer saying something about the song with a funny title, and Alex Harvey's there looking rather the worse for wear, I hasten to add, like sometimes yours truly gets on a Saturday night, but that's another story. And so have a look on YouTube if you want to see what Alex Harvey was like singing that one. The audio's not too good, but the video is okie dokie for YouTube anyway. Give it a look, give it a whirl. WMR from Scotland, and I've got to say a big hello today to our good friend across the sea, and he has been in touch with us recently, and I remember from when we were last on the air, he liked this one. This one's for you.
Weekend Music Radio freaks me out.
From the late Jill Scott Heron. Supertrack called Debacle on Shortwave Radio WMR.
You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time. Now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem. A bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle. There's people living in a bottle. Listen to me. See that sister, her shirt was fine. I think it wine in the bottle. She told me, oh man, committed a crime. He's doing time, now she's hanging in the bottle. I seen her out there on the avenue all by herself. Sure need help from the bottle. I seen her, but your man tried to help her. Oh, she cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottle. They turned to me, they asked me, kill me. Don't you think it's a crime? No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottle. There's people showing up in the bottle. Give another good example. You see that jet in a wrinkled suit? He done damn near blown his cool to the bottom. He was a doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gone, they have problems. But the offenders of the Dollar Eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the pigeons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, man, now, don't you think it's a crime? The way time after time friends of mine in the bottom. There's people showing up in the bottom. All I want since I'm living on the bottom of the bottle.
Jill Scott Heron there, and The Bottle on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, Scotland's only international broadcasting station. Now in our, I don't know how many years it is now, it's about our 32nd year, entering our 32nd year in international broadcasting. I don't know where the years have slipped away to. I can remember the day well when we first went to the woods for our first transmission. And it never worked because there was a valve missing. Then we went to the woods for our first transmission again some time later, maybe some four, five, how many months was that later? Oh, no, it was only about 3 months later. That's right. That was that would be in the January, I think, or February or something. We tried to go to the woods, 1980, and then by the April, we were on the air properly, yeah. And come June, we were well and truly established and managed to get on the air in a network along with Radio Impact and Radio Free City. Remember that? And then WLS from Leicester. They were involved in our 7340 network for a very, very short time, but they were involved. And it was all going well back in those days. We also had a number of radio stations from Scotland back then. We had stations like Radio Freedom. We had Radio Woodstock. We had Radio Free City, as we just mentioned. We had Thistle Radio. And did we have any else? Oh, yes, we had a couple of years later, we had Radio Linda as well, joining the Scottish bouquet of shortwave pilots. That was the sort of early 80s stations. Of course, Freedom had been on years before that, or from the sort of East Coast somewhere. Not too sure where, but of course, they wouldn't want you to know, would they? And I remember in 2001, we were on summer. We were using the 41 meter band at the time with 20 watts, but the sunspots were quite high at the time. And in 2001, we were on 7526, if I remember right, or thereabouts, maybe 7446 in the 41 meter band. And a ghostly voice came on saying, "Radio Freedom will be back. Radio Freedom will be back." But it never ever did. And the station operator of Radio Freedom has been in touch with us in recent times, a.k.a. Alan Kidd, and he denies all knowledge of that. I apparently asked him about 10 years ago, and he didn't know it then, and he doesn't know it now. So exactly who was saying Radio Freedom will be back, I have no idea. And Alan at the time, I think, made a suggestion that it was the one of the engineers at Radio Freedom who it wasn't, in fact. Quite funny. Well, maybe try and dig that recording up for you and play it if we can find it. Finding it might be a problem, but we could try. We could try and find it just for prosperity and let you hear that one. Earlier on, I mentioned that we usually do have some recordings of radio, off-air recordings and various bits and pieces. Well, first recording for today is a recording in German of the announcement made on 1539 kilohertz and announcing that they're closing down and to retune to the World Wide Web and DAB, etc. This is how they sounded at 0900 the other day.
Sie hören ERF Plus über Mittelwelle 1539 kHz.
Am 31. Dezember schalten wir die Mittelwelle endgültig ab.
Steigen Sie schon jetzt um.
Nutzen Sie den Livestream im Internet, den digitalen Satelliten Astra und in Deutschland das neue Digitalradio DAB Plus sowie in manchen Bundesländern das Kabel.
Wenn Sie Fragen haben, dann kontaktieren Sie bitte den ERF. Je nachdem, wo Sie wohnen, in Deutschland, Österreich oder der Schweiz. Wir beraten Sie gerne.
Noch ist es Zeit, in Ruhe umzusteigen.
Handeln Sie jetzt.
Weekend Music Radio ist Schottlands beste internationale Radiostation.
Thank you, Thomas, for that. Better say hi to Thomas in Austria. Thomas was over in Scotland many, many, many years ago. Recorded those jingles back in the very early part of the 1980s. 1981, I believe. And we're still in touch. Don't know if he's listening or not.
Wander a bad sign, left out in the cold. I'm a lonely man who knows just what it means to lose control. But I took all the heartache and turned it to shame.
long last. We're ramping up the tempo just a wee bit here on Weekend Music Radio, this Hugman A 2011. Perhaps we should be playing Andy Stewart and things like that, seeing as it is Hugman A. Maybe we should be playing Country Dancing. Don't give me ideas. I might just dig some out just in a little while. First off, we're going to play you one or two sort of hard rocking tracks just to let you remember that old Jack here is a long-haired rocker. And we do like songs like Thunder. Give Me Some of Lovin' here on AM 6400. Weekend Music Radio from Scotland.
If that shortwave is hot, you know what you've got. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
More and more treasures are pulled from secret hideouts, cupboards, cellars, and attics. The offshore radio heritage is alive and kicking. Continuously, forgotten recordings are being saved digitally in the Dutch Download Club. They're made available to radio fans in the form of download files, compilation CDs, and the Live 365 internet program. At least four new historic programs each week for only €10 a year. Look for all details at www.offshoreradio.org. The Download
Club. From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Thank you.
Bon Jovi's Bad Medicine here on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. Never got to see Bon Jovi this summer at the Edinburgh gig, which was, I think, a sellout, as far as I'm led to believe, at Murrayfield. If not, well, I was led to believe it was. Weekend Music Radio, back on your wireless sets yet again on 6400. Great to be with you on the shortwave band. Haven't been on for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years later on tonight, this Hugmanay 2011. Although, in theory, we were on the air New Year's Day 2010, so we have been on the air every year since our inauguration in 1980, in April 1980. If you want some more information on WMR, go to our website, wmrscotland.com. And our email address is changed. It's now info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. And the reason we changed it was because of spam. So please, if you can write it some other way other than directly onto your web pages, if you're reporting us, if you're reporting deception over the course of this weekend. Wonder who else will be on this weekend. I thought Christmas was a poor Christmas as far as medium wave stations went. I was sort of hoping to hear some different medium wave stations, but no, never heard any. I believe MER was on, but there was no chance of a reception here in Scotland. I'm too far away from the transmitter to be picking them up at this time of year. The foreigners are far too strong in midwinter, although they do come in from time to time around dusky time on 1575, the current frequency, 1575. I'm not too sure if there was anything on from the London area. I'm not too sure. I couldn't receive anything on 648. I was trying for the Radio Albatross experiments on 648, but nothing was coming through, and I've been trying for Radio Albatross, and always nothing. But never mind, maybe one day we'll pick the signal up. Should be much easier now that 648 is in the clear. That's another transmitter which has gone off earlier on this year, 648, the BBC World Service. We're doing quite well if you're the medium wave DXer. We've been doing quite well with some of the mega power stations going off the air. Things like 567 and 612 RTE have gone off. 1314 Norway, 540 Belgium have gone off. 1512 Belgium have gone off. And the collection of stations that's going off at the end of the year, or the very early part of New Year, is quite amazing, more than I expected. We could do with getting 1323 Radio Moscow's 700 kilowatts or whatever it is off air. God, what a signal, what a lot of splatter that puts up. And wouldn't it be nice to get rid of the French stuff on 1377 and various other channels? They're very splattery, the Frenchies. If you're a medium wave DX, and I'm talking from a DXing point of view, and talking of medium wave DXing, it's been pretty poor for transatlantic North American reception. But I was having a look through the web a few weeks ago, and I saved this file, which was quite amazing. It's a sort of collection. It was called a montage, actually. And it's a collection of signals taken from the medium wave band when the band was open in, I think it was September 2011. But the band has just got gradually worse and worse here, at least. I gather there's been some amazing DX reported further north in Bonnie, Scotland. I think there's been Hawaiian stuff reported in northern Scotland. But at my QDH, unfortunately, just a common stuff most mornings or most evenings. But never mind. things can only get better, I suppose, or worse, whatever the case may be. Just keep on tuning the radio dials. Now, I was going to play you a little clip of some medium wave DX as heard in the UK. This was taken off the web from one of the DXing websites. Quite amazing, this, because some rather good signals.
95 CKNV.
This is Major Mike. monogram.
The rigid haircut and snappy mustache.
This is Dr. Hines Dolphins with Phineas here from Phineas and Ferb.
Evil does not get enough airtime.
Call Radio Disney 1-877-870-5678.
Jot it down somewhere.
So give us a call and on Radio Disney.
Monday through Friday 9 Pacific, 12 noon Eastern on Radio Disney.
Radio Disney is here to make your special day an even bigger deal.
Birthdays happen once a year, so let's blow it out.
Big John.
Call Radio Disney at 1-888-624-5018 and leave a birthday shout out.
And then the whole country will know.
Country?
Oh, yeah. The whole world will know.
You can do better.
The entire universe will know.
Chris Evans, they all took over?
Yup, and you never know who is next. How would you describe that?
Two words. Radio Disney.
This is Phineas from Phineas and Ferb. You're listening to Radio Disney. Turn it up.
This is WQEW and WQEW HD1 New York.
Is amazing. Now all of my medical records are organized in one place.
I had my complete medical history in my wallet for the doctor to see. Minerva's great. Where I go, Minerva goes.
Take control of your health. Go to myminerva.com. That's myminerva.com. M-I-N-E-R-V-A.
This is your source for progressive talk in Western New York. AM 1520, WWKB, Buffalo. CNN Radio, I'm Andrew Spencer. The Senate rejects a House funding bill before it is even formally presented.
800-706-7063, 800-706-7063, 800-706-7063.
This is the new AM 1510 Revolution Boston.
WWCN Boston, your progressive voice in New England.
I'm Andrew Spencer.
Nelson Kai, this is Matt Money Smith. Join Tony Hill and me for all the action as two of the NFL's best young QBs square off. And Matt Ryan and the Falcons get it done on the road, or will Josh Freeman again find a way to lead his team to victory? It's the Falcons and the Buccaneers. It's the NFL. It's right here.
Pre-game starts at 3:45 on Talk 1200.
WXKS New Boston. 60,000 watts of talk. Rush Limbaugh. The power of Talk 1200.
The first place to turn when you need to know. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
Fox News Radio, I'm Bill Vitka.
Tuesday, high 68. That's your severe weather team 9 forecast on News Radio 1170.
From the Blue Daddy Experience Studios in downtown Wheeling, this is News Radio 1170, WWBA.
Trucker Lifestyles, for the latest scoop on trucking and the economy, turn to the trucker. Look for them in truck stops across the country, including all Travel Centers of America locations. Iowa's News and Talk Station, News Talk 1540 KXEL, Waterloo, Cedar Falls.
From ABC News,
that's why their green tea contains only one ingredient, 100% pure and natural green tea. Find out more on Facebook. And now your VOCM satellite weather, brought to you by Tetley.
I'm John Beesaw. For St. John's, Mount Pearl, the rest of the Avalon, the Buren Peninsula, including Marystown, Clarenville, Bonavista, and Terra Nova today, cloudy with a chance of showers, light winds, and a high of 16. 40 and a high of 13. I'm John Beesaw.
Reliable, accurate weather forecast. Three times every hour. 590 VOCM. First News.
Listening it on the radio, which was on top of the refrigerator.
All right, Archie, I got to put you on hold here real quick. We got to get squeezed in this update. 877-337-6666. I promise we'll take you at the top of the hour, Archie. But it's update time. Here's Tila.
WFAN, WFAN HD, and WXRK HD3 New York. WFAN 2020 Sports.
Hey, good morning at 2 o'clock. I'm Chris Lopresti. Heavy rains completely washing out any hope for baseball here in New York last night.
People just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or visit alanonfamilygroup.org.
This is your WCRN Weekend on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN, Worcester, Boston. CBS News, I'm Jim Shenevy.
For the latest scoop on trucking and the economy, turn to the trucker. Look for them in truck stops across the country, including all Travel Centers of America locations. Pick up your copy of the Trucker newspaper today and be in the know.
Is 820 AM, 96.7 FM.
WBAP.com.
WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas. WBAP FM, Flower Mound, Dallas. Fort Worth, a cumulus station.
WBAP News Time is 1 o'clock.
Jim Reeves and the story of the shifting whispering sand. You're listening to VOWR Radio, and this is folks' favorite. Here with you on the early morning hours on VOWR 800 on your radio dial. Next, we feature the Pozo Seco Singers and a nice version of Changes.
Once again, high 79. Right now, 71 and cloudy. This is 1010 Winds, New York's one and only all-news station. Ashlyn Colson is our service aide. Phil Pilato is at the editor's desk, and I'm Carol Dioria.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. We have 71 degrees at 2 o'clock on this Sunday, September 25th. I'm Carol Dioria, and here's what's happening. The mother of a missing Jersey City.
Cloudy through the overnight, a low 53, and clouds, a couple of showers continue into Sunday with a high of 72. I'm Jason Beck from the Weather Channel and the WJR Weather Forecast. WJR has your chance to win a gorgeous Marvin patio door valued at $1,600 from the Marvin Design Gallery in Bloomfield Hills. Listen to the new talk station for your cue to text the word Marvin to 68683. You'll automatically be entered to win from Marvin Design Gallery in Bloomfield Hills with an enormous variety of Marvin windows and doors and interactive displays. For more information and contest rules, visit WJR.com and keep listening for your chance to win to New Talk 760 WJR.
This is the best of the Midnight Radio Network. News Talk 760 WJR.
Just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
Agree or disagree, you've got to listen. Rush, live at noon.
A Cumulus Station, 77 WABC, New York.
From ABC News, I'm Todd Anthony.
Call now about a free security system monitored by ABC. Call 1-800-761-3100. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. So call now, 1-800-761-3100. That's 1-800-761-3100.
WCBS News Time, 158. Driving weather ahead.
3,000 quality pre-owned cars, pretty much every make and model. 30 banks to offer you credit. What convenient location.
Where?
Major World, 2340 North Boulevard, Long Island City, Queens. Close to the 59th Street Bridge. Call 1-800-MAJOR-AUTO or go to majorworld.com.
Steve Reggie at the Traffic Center.
Okay, an upper deck of the GW Bridge. Two lanes are closed as they do some repair work. Lower level's okay. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels moving well into and out of the city.
Most selfless gift of all. Whole life insurance gives you the financial protection to help achieve your family's goals in good times and bad. Contact your New York Life Insurance Company agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
Studio 8A at the CBS Broadcast Center. We are News Radio, WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD3, New York.
71, cloudy and foggy in Midtown. We're going down to a rainy 68 in the city. Some of the rain could be heavy, causing flooding in some spots. Later today, scattered showers, otherwise cloudy and humid, high 75. WCBS News Time 204, we have a flood watch in effect through this evening. And for rain...
Custom gift baskets all year. Plus, you can visit us online at tmwardcoffee.com.
Hello, this is Frank Scatino, managing partner at Anshin Block & Anshin Accountants and Advisors. Another tax year has come and gone for your business. If your returns were delivered at the last minute, if your accountant didn't review the return with you, if your business return brought unpleasant surprises, perhaps it's time we talk. As your expert partner, Anshin promises year-round tax planning to capture tax savings and eliminate surprises. Call me, Frank Scatino at Anshin, 212-840-3456.
From the financial capital of the world, this is WBBR New York, Bloomberg 1130.
AP Radio News. I'm Sophia Manos. A 6-ton satellite is set to crash through the atmosphere, putting Canada and Africa in the crosshairs, although most of the satellite should burn up during reentry. The United States is not entirely out of the woods. The possible strike zone includes Washington State. AP's Marcia Dunn.
Now, 680 News regional weather conditions for CHCH. Early enough to make your coffee maker jealous. It's Morning Live First Edition. Wake up to a fresh blend of news and views every 15 minutes. Morning Live First Edition. Weekdays at 4 a.m. only on CHCH.
In Cornwall, a clear sky and 13 degrees. Etobicoke, a few clouds and 19. Essex, a few clouds and 17 degrees. 680 News time at the tone, exactly 2 o'clock.
Toronto's only all-news radio station. This is 680 News.
It's Monday, September 26th. Good morning. I'm Mark Douglas.
And I'm Matt Padani. Good morning. 90 points.
Bring a non-perishable food donation to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry.
Find out more or to tell us about your cause, go to WTAM.com. Keyword PSA. Cleveland's home for Fox News Radio. On air.
And on demand. This is the big one. WTAM 1100. Cleveland.
Radio One, Bill Zetka.
And there we go, some recordings of the old favorite North American medium wave stations being heard in the UK in the winter season of 2011, believe it or not. Some very good recordings there. And if you want to hear more, just I'm sure you'll find it on the web if you search for medium wave DXing or something on the Google, and it'll probably find it for you. Hope that wasn't too boring for you if you're not a fan of medium wave DXing, but we just got sort of straight onto the subject by all these Europeans that are closing down this year, this December. Long may it continue, I hear you say. Good to hear the Dutch station's still so active. Loads and loads of Dutchies on the top end of the medium wave band of an evening. Although I never heard the special transmission on, was it 2023 or something? I never heard that one from the Serbian pilot the other day. Although I did go out to the pub that night and set a timer to the cord, so I wasn't around to be able to tune around the radio dial, so to speak, and change antennas over, etc., and do the best, get the best out of it. But not to worry, there may be another chance. I don't know if I've heard anything too exciting over the festive season. Out of the ordinary, that is. There is a DX test on 1540 around, I think it's Saturday around 07, or is it the early hours of Sunday morning? I'm not too sure. You'd have to go on to dxtest.com. There's a special DX test from North America, which was heard in Europe the last time they tested a station on 1540 from Georgia. Pity they didn't wait till the German went completely off the air. But not to worry. No doubt it might be heard again. And look forward to any reception reports from that. It's Weekend Music Radio on 6400. Or as I said before, we may not quite be on 6400. We may be just around the 48-metre band somewhere. Depends who's using the band today. This Saturday, Hugman A 2011. Great to be with you. If you'd like to get in touch with us, info at wmrscotland.com. Info at wmrscotland.com. The man with the big white guitar, George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I'd sit and listen to my records all day with big ambitions of when I could play. My parents taught me what life was about, so I grew up the type they warned me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob and I should get a haircut and get a real job. This chick, she was my number one fan. She took me home to meet her mommy and dad. They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut?
Liked out there, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And if you're wondering why I called him the man with the big white guitar, it's his big white guitar that always comes to mind when you think about Live Aid 1985. Remember, Live Aid 85. Good grief, what a gig that was. I managed to receive a nice recording of that on DVD from somebody on eBay a while back. It was a pretty poor quality VHS recording that had been recorded pretty poorly. If only I could get a hold of the original VHS tapes that somebody had in the attic or something. Old Mike James, he used to have the complete set of Live Aid 85, and he gave me the tapes to have a look at after the event. And of course, it was just after the event, so I wasn't really that interested because I had watched a thing in somebody's garden, etc., etc. And he whined and grept for them back, so I had to give him them back, and now he's lost them. So I don't have Mike's recordings anymore, which is a great shame. If anyone out there has a copy on VHS tape and they're willing to lend them to us here at WMR, give us a call, why don't you? The box set that's out there is so edited and cut up and all that sort of stuff. I quite like the original 16, is it? How many hours off the telly, off BBC One? That's the version I would quite like, if possible, if anyone out there has it. Now, I've dug up some more little air checks while I was looting around there. And earlier on, if you remember, I was telling you something about a ghostly voice on top of us back in 2001 saying, "Radio Freedom will be back." Now, I found out the recording. It's a very, very low bitrate recording, so I don't know if it's going to play as we speak. But I'm going to try it and see if it plays. One click should be suffice and see if this plays on the software we're using. I've also found a couple of funny little things and an air check. I found an air check of Connie Fairthairn and Bob Curry on WMR back in June 1980. So we may try and play these things. And I found a nice little clip of BBC Radio Scotland as well with a Scottish guy on the phone. And I think this is going to be quite a... It's all about language. It's a programme about the Scottish language, etc. It's quite witty, quite funny, listening to it. Let's see if we can play these clips for you.
Play fans right across Europe. Hopefully you're doing some good reception. Because we need reception. In Coleraine, Northwood, EP. Photos 07-980-155-925. The technology we're using today is sort of older technology. The door, hello, I love you, on Radio Dunbar, all from Bonnie, Scotland. Moving in, I was set after some or so. So who is this across Europe on the 41-metre shortwave? 746. To Mike, just thanks who has recorded some rebroadcasting it on 6400, our old channel, of course. Things happen in the wonderful world of shortwave again on Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. All-time favourite, I suppose, taking off I'll have to listen to the old phone message again for calling us during the week. Thanks for hearing us. Pretty well. Thanks for the...
Well, there you go. What do you make of that?
And,
Radio Freedom will be back.
It'll be
sitting right on top of WMR way back in 2001. And it's taken them 11 years and they haven't come back yet. So let's hope they come back sometime. Radio Freedom was a rather good station. They used to broadcast from the east coast of Scotland somewhere. They used to announce us coming from the Kingdom of Fife. And they used to broadcast on 6205 kilohertz with a rather good signal here in the other part of Scotland that we come from here at WMR. Now, let's see if there's anybody else to say hello to. I've got to say hello to Alan in Glasgow. Hi there to you, Alan. How's it going? And got to say hello to the other Alan as well. Hey, yeah. How about saying hi to the other Alan in East Kilbride? Great to hear from you again after all these years. And who else do we have to say hello to today here on WMR? Hi there to the AUK team as well. And... there's some other people we'll be listening to us today and hopefully enjoying the programmes that's coming your way here on 6400 kilohertz on the 48 metre band. I was going to play you a little clip here of Radio Scotland with a telephone call from some guy in Scotland complaining about the language they use on the radio.
I'm sure standards at Radio Scotland are far better than that. Stuart's calling us from Johnson. Hi, Stuart.
How are you doing, Liam?
Yeah, what kind of language and terminology annoys you?
Two things in particular. When all these TV programmes and phone-ins, when they say something's for free, if it's free, it's free. It can't be for anything.
Give us an example.
Well, when you phone in, they say, phone in this number and it's for free.
Uh-huh.
Or write to this address and it's for free. It's either free or it's no. It can't be for free.
Mm.
And the other thing is, all these shows that tell you about doing your house up or selling your house, how can they just call it a house? It's going to be a property. It's not a property. It's a house. Just call it a house.
Well, they're not all houses. I suppose you get, you know...
It's a house!
Okay,
a
okay,
house.
Okay. Stuart, I won't argue with you. Thanks so much for that.
DX-friendly radio stations are not dead. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Right on with music, WMR.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you wonder if you're my friend. If you're my friend, yeah, that's the way I choose them, all my friends. You think you're close with all your promises? You think I act strange when you talk to me?
To think that song, one we used to play on our little FM station we used to run many years ago. It's amazing to think that it's neither 20 years ago than it is 15 years ago when we used to play that one. Ha! Time fairly sails in, doesn't it? Texas and so-called friend here on Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio!
And carrying on in the Scottish music theme, for a couple of records, at least. Texas here with So-Called Friends. I'm going to play you one now from the famous Sheena Easton, the one which came out in 1980. I think she was in some of these Stars and Your Eyes type programs, and it didn't quite make it. She brought out another one called 9 to 5, which made it, and then this one was brought out once again, and it made it no problems.
Done with music, WMR.